Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, I could just keep going, Jamie.
I know.
I could come up with all kinds of scenarios.
You sure could.
That's like going to a baseball game and not see a bat.
Dude, it was bizarre.
Yeah,
we even asked two people, two of the vendors, and they sent us in the wrong direction.
Let me do this first.
Okay, sure.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Friday.
It's Friday, right?
Yeah. Friday, I can't keep my days straight for some reason.
Friday.
Oh, Thanksgiving just around the corner, man.
Yes, it sure is.
I'm pretty excited about that. All right, let's see here. KALC Radio, Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9. The Odyssey app, you can get it in the podcast later on today. Free. Just go get it. So, last night.
Yes.
Where was this at? Cherry Creek?
It was Cherry Creek. It's Cherry Creek North, the Fillmore Plaza.
Big old ceremony.
Yeah. Yeah, big lighting ceremony.
For the tree. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Now, get this, what you're about to hear, okay?
It's bizarre.
Listen, this is weird.
So they have either, I think they have Fillmore, wait, they have Fillmore blocked off or either first and second. I don't remember how it worked. But anyway, so they had it blocked off, right? And it's all these vendors, and I'll get into that later, because they were cool. I bought some cool stuff.
No kidding.
Yeah, I really did. I should bring the one thing up, because it's honey with sweet and sour and jalapenos in it.
Whoa.
And it is good.
I would love that.
Right? It's locally sourced honey.
It sounds
love
good.
That.
Yeah, it's really good. Oh my God. Anyway, so they had all these different like kind of vendors. Everything's all sourced Colorado, right?
Yep.
Which is really cool. And so the tree lighting ceremony, they make this announcement. Please head over to the tree. The tree lighting is about to happen. And so we're looking around, and I'm in the middle of buying my honey, right? We're looking around for the tree. I don't see a tree. And then all of a sudden, pew, the whole street goes out. Oh. All the lights.
Oh, yeah. You got to turn the lights out to turn on the tree, right?
No, the power went out.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm assuming that, you know, much like a fireworks show, you got to drop the lights in order to fire up the fireworks.
No, it was pew. And there was like,
bad timing. Oh,
right,
the power.
Before.
And so thankfully, the girl had her transaction on her phone. But so many of the vendors couldn't like make their transactions they were in the middle of because the power went
out.
What
a nightmare.
I know. Nobody can see inside their little tents or anything. And so I go, well, they must have just turned it on.
Wow. All the power's going to the tree.
Right? And so then we ask this lady, we go, where is that tree? And she goes, I think it's down at Starbucks. So we walk down to Starbucks and there's just some carolers there. Some people singing carols. They're all surrounded them because I'm like, maybe it's a really little tree that we can't see. And no, it was some carolers and they're all singing. And then we asked this other lady, we're like, where's the tree? And she goes, ooh, I think it's over by Saks Fifth Avenue across the street. I'm like, well, that's not even close to here.
How does no one know where this tree is?
I know. It was so weird. We never saw it. We never saw the tree.
You go to a tree line. You never see a tree.
Never saw the tree.
Let me get back to this.
Yeah, sure.
It's like going to a football
game. It is.
You don't see a football.
You don't see a football game.
That's like listening to our show and you don't laugh.
Right.
Don't hear anything funny.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just crazy that you go to a tree lighting and you don't see a tree.
We didn't see a tree.
Spindell, did you hear this story?
Yeah,
is it bizarre or what?
That's crazy.
I never saw a tree.
You're a good actor. Dude, that was good.
The only tree that I can think of is the one that is in front of, like Saks and all that, right on the mall side. But that wasn't where this was supposed to be.
Isn't there a state law? You can't do a tree lighting unless that tree's at least 20 feet tall.
Right, but we couldn't see
that
it.
That should be a state law. Yeah, but you can't do a Charlie Brown tree and have an official tree lighting.
It's so weird.
That's not
so
cool.
Weird. We never saw it. We never saw the tree lighting.
That's like going to the parade of lights and not seeing a light.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
But I will tell you, they did a great job with that market. Yeah. The Cherry Creek North Market is really cool. It was really cool. And I mean, like I said, almost everything was Colorado sourced.
Yeah, sounds like the vendors were awesome.
Yeah, they were. It was, and really eclectic too. Like really cool stuff.
And Spindell, that's like going to the weed store, not seeing a bud.
Yeah, how could you go to the weed store and not see any weed?
Exactly.
I just wanted to make sure that it related to you. Okay.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Trust me, I know.
BJ and Jamie, we'll be right back.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm going to make one statement and then I'm going to put it to bed.
Okay.
I don't care if people are transgender. I feel like if you've listened to me at all, you know that I accept everybody. But what I won't accept is you not allowing me to have an opinion. It can't be one-sided where your opinion is right and mine's wrong. And that's all I'm going to say about it.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Christina Aguilera. She looks unrecognizable after facelift rumors. Apparently, she lost so much weight, right? She's on Ozempic and she looks fantastic. But she didn't stop there. She had a facelift.
Kind of like it, though.
I think she looks hot.
I think she does really look good.
And rarely can you say that, but I think that's a compliment. She looks great.
Yeah, they say unrecognizable, but I mean, she was never ugly, but...
But usually when they use that unrecognizable, they mean bad. Look how terrible this looks. But it looks great.
Yeah, she does look pretty good, I have to say. I agree. I'm thinking about getting one as well.
Yeah.
I am.
Are you?
Yeah, right here. Just right here. Look.
Okay, the jowls?
Yeah. Mm. Well, you don't have to say it like that. I don't have actual jowls. I just have a little bit of like, it's a little looser. And so if they just pull this skin a little bit behind my ears, like this.
Yeah, I like the way you're holding it.
I know, right? Doesn't that look good?
I'd still recognize you, but,
but
you wouldn't
all.
Be unrecognizable.
No, I wouldn't get my lips done or all that other stuff or brown lips. Just a little bit.
That's kind of good. Look, turn it loose again.
No, because you'll say the word jowls, which is every woman's nightmare for a man to say the word jowls.
Take your fingers off of it again so I can judge.
Every woman's nightmare.
You got to get those jowls fixed.
You're going to be dreaming about that tonight.
And they actually make tape for that. So they make all this weird tape for women. You guys probably don't even know this.
I had no clue.
Yeah, they do tape that you can mine are frozen, but my... because of Botox, but they make tape that you can pull up your eyebrows like this.
Yeah.
Literally tape your face.
Tape your face.
You can't see the tape?
Yeah, you put it like right here at your hairline. And then you pull your little bangs down and stuff. Yeah, like people are taped all over Hollywood. You have no idea. Yeah, they tape them up. They tape like, you know how like you see older people and their like skin on their knees like is hanging down a little bit? Like say you're much older, right? They have tape that they pull it up.
Wow.
Under their skirt. There's tape everywhere. Oh, the secrets y'all don't know.
I didn't know about the tape.
There's tape. There's tape.
Crazy.
All right. Benny Blanco. Benny Blanco, as you may or may not know, has been dating Selena Gomez for a long, long time. By the way, and just a weird situation that they got together because he's not a real looker, right? And he works so closely with Justin Bieber. So it was kind of weird when they got together.
Yeah.
And but now we know that it was Selena Gomez who instigated it. Here it is.
When we were like, our first text, like where we were like asking each other out on a date, she asked me out. we were just talking, and then she was like, oh, let's go get dinner tomorrow. And I was like, oh, I'm going to this thing with my friends. Why don't you come hang out with me first, and then we'll go link for dinner. So we just went, and we like got a drink first, and I didn't even realize we were on a date. And she was like, well, if this, you know, I would have worn something different to this date. And I was like, wait, what? We're on a date? I had no idea.
She said that?
No idea we were on the date. And then like, she like left early because she had to go somewhere. She had to film a video the next day. And then we like hung out like 2 days later. And then I was like, yo, I was like, I think she likes me. And then I literally just kissed her. And then the rest is history.
I
literally just kissed her.
Oh, is after that was history?
Yeah, history. Every day together. Like as many days as we can.
Oh my God, he's so goofy, but he's so lovable.
I know.
Right?
He seems like a genuine good dude.
Doesn't he? Yeah, he does.
I could see him, though, standing in front of a mirror, looking at himself, going, how'd this happen?
I know.
Selena Gomez.
Right?
What the hell?
He's on a TV show called Dave, which is like Lil Dicky's TV show, but he plays himself, and he has this like super hot model girlfriend on there.
Yeah.
And there's an episode where he's like, yeah, I know you look at me and you see that I look like this, and you wonder how I get a woman like this, but it just happens. And he's just, yeah.
That is a true story about him. It is a true story. I mean, he's completely crazy talented.
Yeah. But you know? He completely owns his looks and everything. Yeah.
That's funny. All right, Jason Kelce. This is really crazy. So he was on, I think, the Jimmy Kimmel, right? So after he comes out, you know, they have that back door that they leave and get into their car. Well, there was an erratic fan. I mean, a psycho fan. And he wanted Jason Kelce's autograph. And even though he called him every name in the book, Jason Kelce was kind enough to give him an autograph.
I know.
Which is bizarre. Because this guy was just slamming the bejesus out of him.
He really had to, like, swallow his pride.
Yeah. So here's the audio, number two.
Question. Don't do that. We're the king of the streets. People are dying out here. You're jumping in a car like a hot shot. Kiss my f***ing ass. My whole family died before our thing. You ain't nobody special. Don't be a I don't care. F***ing autograph. It's the attitude.
I have a habit. I'm not signing for people that follow where I'm going.
We're here at it. We're not following you. We get every guest that comes
public
here.
Information,
Morgan Freeman did it with a busted hand. That's 100 times bigger than your sorry ass. You're nothing. I'll take you out anytime. You. Next question. Yeah. Yeah. Let's rumble. I'll put the glove down right now.
Yo, put him on.
Sign.
Grab the.
He's gonna sign. Grab it. I don't want to. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm trying to be mean. I'm really being mean. I'm trying. Nice sword for you. People are dying out here. You are being mean. Hey, Jason, it takes a minute. I appreciate your time, Jason. Stop. I will never do that in my life, Lord. I'm ashamed of that moment. God bless you, sir.
You know, as this is going on in Jason's head, it was all about that last encounter when he used the, derogatory term.
Yeah, right.
In his head, he's thinking, oh, God, here we go again. Yeah, it's going to be another video. Yeah. I'm going to look like an a-hole. I can't do this.
TMZ.
I don't care what this guy says to me. I'll sign it. I'll sign it. Please just give me the thing. Call me anything you want. You know that was going through his head.
Of course it was. Yeah. So he signed it. But, man, that guy was unhinged.
Because there's no way I would have signed that guy's stuff.
Seriously.
No way. Yeah. With how he was acting, he was such a jerk. But Jason, he had already had an encounter, man, that went ugly.
Yeah.
And he knew.
Now, that guy was kind of scary. I think there was a little mental illness going on.
I agree.
Yeah, that's a little aggressive. All right, Chiefs President Mark Donovan. Chiefs President Mark Donovan says that the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing was never a marketing strategy. Here it is.
I'd love to say that it was a marketing strategy, but it is an authentic relationship, and we're happy to have it, and it's been nothing but good for us. I think the best thing I can say about the whole relationship and what it's had, the impact it's had on us, is Taylor Swift is an authentic member of the Kansas City Chiefs kingdom. She's an authentic fan, and that matters to our fans and our fan base, and it matters to us, and we've tried to respect that.
So there you go.
Yeah, I never thought it was a marketing ploy.
Well, no, they're too. I mean, she's too big to be part of that.
She doesn't need the Kansas City Chiefs.
She doesn't at all. Like, that's just weird. And then P. Diddy, that whole thing continues. Now they're saying that the judge was shown an edited version of the Cassie situation, that video, and that they were not shown the whole thing, that it was only the worst of the worst. They're doing everything they can. Today is the hearing for him to get out, you know, just released on bond. And they're doing everything they can. I mean, they're scrambling because I think they know this is the last chance.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
No, it's not going to happen.
I don't think so. And then finally, after that, this is the cutest story ever. Did you guys know that Pamela Anderson, when her kids were in school, she was a crossing guard?
No clue.
Isn't that adorable? I just love it. Yeah. I forgot her name. Kaya Gerber. She's Cindy Crawford's daughter. She said when she was a little girl, they're like, what do you remember from being a little girl, you know, going to school? And she goes, I remember being little and thinking, this is so crazy that Pamela Anderson is my crossing guard.
And she was
school.
She leaned into it. She was all about it. She took it seriously.
And yeah. And she wore the little like vest and everything. Uh-huh. And she had stop and slow.
You should see our crossing guard.
Oh, really? What's the deal?
It's no Pam Anderson.
No. Dag nabbit, right?
That's all I'll say. Okay. I don't want to get in more trouble today. Right? It's no Pam Anderson.
No Pam.
Can you imagine you're pulling up there and you got to stop for the kids and Pam Anderson's standing there going like this?
Right?
Be like, holy moly.
I know.
I feel like there'd be a traffic jam for sure.
You pulled up on the set of Baywatch.
Well, I wonder how many dads would say things like, I'd tap that.
Yeah.
You know, like tap or like.
Tap her on the head.
What was that thing I told you yesterday? Oh, the fart. That's what it was. You remember that fart, one? Yeah. Yeah, we were walking down the hall, and you kept saying we were leaving yesterday, and I told BJ a joke, and it wasn't funny at all, and he kept walking down the hall in front of everybody going, Jamie, it's not fart. It's not funny. It's like, stop saying that.
People were looking at us.
Well, you kept saying it. It was just a bad joke, and we could move on.
It was a horrible joke. I wouldn't even call it a joke. It was more like a statement.
It was funny.
It was just terrible.
It was about a banana. He had to be there. All right, anyway. There you go. Tablet
trash. By the way, that guy's going to eat that banana. Did you hear that story?
Yeah.
There's a banana that sold for $6 million. Okay? I'm not kidding.
And it's duct taped to a piece of paper.
Is that what it's duct taped to?
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was
stuck.
It's considered art.
Right.
Listen. It's a banana with duct tape.
Right.
This gray, silver, whatever that duct tape is.
Yep.
Taped to something, a piece of paper or whatever.
$6 million.
A guy bought it for $6 million. And he said to continue the art of this piece, he'll eat the banana now.
And then I said, isn't that funny? Because he's calling it art, but right before it comes out, it's a fart. See, it has art in it. You guys get it?
It's not funny.
It's fart. It's a fart
with
art.
It's not funny.
I think it's a great joke.
This is the way we left the building yesterday. It's not funny, it's Jamie. So it's art. It's art.
It becomes a fart.
Yeah. It's
a
fart.
It's a fart. Well, you know, it's first it's art, and then it becomes a fart.
You can tell it's Friday, Kate. All right. Wicked hits theaters today. Wicked. Man, these commercials are everywhere.
Yeah,
they're projecting.
And their product is everywhere.
They're saying $130 to $150 million this movie's going to make.
I feel like that. I saw some guys last night that were going to a midnight showing or something.
Yeah, they had sneaks last night.
They definitely did.
But AMC has issued a warning. You can't do blank in the theater.
Huh.
Next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
What that is.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app, the podcast here later on today. This is going to be a big weekend for Christmas decorations. People are going to be putting those up. It's going to be a beautiful day, beautiful weekend. So.
You should see my friend's neighborhood. It's insane. It is so beautiful. They all participated, and a lot of them have those jelly lights. Oh, my gosh. I drove into her neighborhood to drop her off last night, and it was like, oh, my God.
It just put you in a better mood.
Yeah, it does. It was just amazing.
I'm standing outside yesterday. Frog and I are out there. It's dark already. Not one house on my street has any lights whatsoever. Not one.
Oh, that's so sad.
I'll be the first.
Yeah.
If I get them up tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to try my best.
Yeah.
Because I've never been first.
Well, you got to start the trend.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
I got to get it rolling,
but
man.
It just does change your mood. I don't know what it is about the lights and all that stuff. But, I love Christmas. So I felt like yesterday when we finally did a Christmas market and all that stuff, I just felt like, yeah, we're in it.
Like
I
the season's officially here. Let's go.
It just started. Yep.
That is cool.
It was fun.
It's a great feeling. All right. Over the weekend, starting, I think, last night at midnight, Wicked hit theaters. Also, that Gladiator movie's out. Gladiator 2, I think it is.
It looks
starts
good.
Today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Not my cup of tea, but I'm sure it's going to do well. They're saying probably $70, $80 million for that one. But Wicked is supposed to do $130 to $150 million.
Whoa.
AMC Theater says... Do not even think about singing along with the movie.
Why?
You'll get thrown out, man.
Why would they do that?
They don't want it. Silence
is
golden.
But that's what it's all...
That's their saying. Silence is golden.
But that's what I think it's for, right? Like, sing along.
Issued a warning yesterday.
Really? That's kind of a bummer.
Said, hey, don't do it. Don't show up at the theater and sing along.
Today it is Wicked. And AMC is out with a new warning for fans of the popular musical. You will not be allowed to sing along to Wicked. No singing. The company says, quote, at AMC Theaters, silence is golden. No talking, no texting, no singing, no wailing, no flirting.
No flirting.
Jamie. No flirting. And absolutely no name calling. Enjoy the magic of movies.
That's the announcer. That person's name is Jamie.
Me out.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, what is that? That's weird.
That's from the newscast.
What the hell is going on?
Like, who's got a microphone?
There's a person. Dude, I thought we were hacked or something. Yeah.
There's a person on this set named Jamie.
I did too, Schmidl. It's like it was coming out of nowhere.
Jamie. Like, is that guy from Russia? What's going on?
You know, I don't get this. I'm with Jamie on this one. Jamie. I'm with Jamie on this. I don't get it. You know, because I think that's a part of the movie. It's kind of like, what was that movie that played where you dressed up and you went Rocky Horror or something
Rocky
like that?
Rocky Horror Picture Show, yeah.
You know, you would go to that, you would dress up, and you'd, you know, play along, you were part of the act. That's what people went for. I think that's what people are going to this for, right?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So that's
kind of strict.
I know. And what are they? Are they really going to kick you out if you're singing?
I mean, if the entire theater sing, I don't think they
right?
they can do anything.
Like, everybody
about
out!
It.
What is Wicked about? Do you have any idea? I have no idea.
It's a prequel to The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Oh. So there's like a good witch and a bad witch, right?
Yeah.
Is Sabrina Carpenter one of those?
Yeah, I don't remember. I think she's the good witch in it.
No, I think Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande, not Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah, Ariana Grande.
That's who I thought you were talking about.
No.
Yeah. You are no Wicked expert. I guess Andy Cohen last night, he had one of the actresses on and gave away the ending to the movie.
No!
Oh, really?
And watch What Happens Live?
And you know how Wicked fans are?
Yeah.
They're like Taylor Swift fans?
Yeah.
They're angry, and they are barbecuing him this morning.
Really?
He went on and gave away the ending to the movie. And I think they even took it down off the internet because they don't want it out there prior to the movie because people were so angry last night. Is that what I saw, Schmidl? Andy Cohen? Yeah.
He's on Watch What Happens Live. It's on Bravo.
Yeah. He had one of the actresses on, I think it was last night or the night before, and gave away the movie. And they are very upset with him.
Yeah, it looks like they're mad.
Yeah.
Thanks for Googling that. And, you know, backing up BJ for, yep, they're mad.
I think they're mad.
Okay. I don't know what about, but they're mad.
All right. Thank you, Spadil. Yeah. Thank you for your research there, buddy.
Oh, my God.
His show, I swear.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It is the weekend. The weekend. Oh, the weekend's God. Almost here. I think a lot of people are not going to be working next week, don't you?
It really was irritating because I was in the car with a few girls and they were talking about how they're not working at all next week. I was like, okay.
Just taking the entire week off.
You know, everybody kind of checks out. So I kind of get it, you know? Then you come back and you work for what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks or so? And then Christmas. Yeah.
I know.
So gotta love it.
Let me read a couple of these texts real quick. It says, I support the no singing during Wicked. They can run sing-along showings if they want, and people can do that. But I'll be going to the Alamo Draft House to see it because they actually do throw people out for singing.
See, that's a great idea. If you want to sing along, go to a sing-along.
Engagement. They also said it's not a prequel, it's a parallel to Dorothy in Oz. So I don't know what that means.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure either. Yeah. I'm not sure. I know it's going to be huge. Yeah,
I mean, the merchandise is everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. Collabs with Target.
Right?
All over the place.
It's insane. This is like a blowout movie.
There was something that you and I were talking about off air yesterday, Jamie, and I watched the video this morning of that lady that got arrested for her kid walking.
Can you believe that?
Have you seen the video of her being arrested, the body cam?
I have.
They treated her like she had robbed 15 banks in town and shot somebody.
It was insane.
They went in there and they handcuffed her and they read her her rights and they arrested her. What exactly happened? Now, the kid was what, 11 years old?
I feel like it was 10, but maybe 11.
Okay. Somewhere in that neighborhood, right?
Right. Right. And so she was somewhere. She was somewhere. And then he was left alone.
Georgia.
No, but I meant she was out.
Doing an errand or something.
Yeah, yeah. And then he decided to walk to a store. And they saw him walking to a store. And they thought it was unsafe. And so they called her and said, you need to get home. He's walking to a store. And she's like, yeah, so. And then they arrested her.
They arrested her for child endangerment.
Yes.
Because her 11-year-old kid walked from the house less than a mile, to a store, and some woman confronted the kid and said, hey, what are you doing out here alone or whatever, and reported it, and that's how the lady gets arrested. Your kid can't walk?
I've never heard of anything like this in my life. But then, so they offered her kind of like a plea deal, and they said, if you agree to put a monitoring device on him, and take like parental classes or something crazy like that, we'll let this all go. And she said, absolutely not. That's agreeing that I did something wrong.
No kidding.
Right. So she has to go to actual trial.
Wow.
Our kids, they walk to school and back at Chatfield from the neighborhood, and it was about a mile.
I mean, that's essentially the same thing.
It's the same thing. Kids walk all the time.
I mean, I hate to say this because my parents were pretty great parents, but even at like 6 years old, we walked up to the little gas station to get a candy bar.
I did that all the time. I'd walk up to King Soopers. My dad would be like, here's $5. Yeah. Go, like, leave me alone for 10 minutes.
I walked up. I'm so old. Here I go. I'm so old. I walked up to the little store and put money, 65 cents, in a vending machine, pulled it, and got my mom's cigarette.
Can you imagine trying to go buy cigarettes for your parents today?
Okay. Oh my God. You should have been arrested.
I know, right?
They should have handcuffed you.
My mom would just dig for change, and she'd find 65 cents, and she'd be so happy. And she's like, would you go up there and get me some Winston Longs?
Yeah, smokes. Oh, my God.
I thought you were going to say Pall Mall.
It sure has changed. Yes. Look, I know things are a little different today, and I know that it's a little bit more dangerous, but a kid can't walk on the sidewalk away from the house. That makes no sense. Now, I understand if the kid was 3.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
We get it.
But I was 6.
Yeah. Well, 6 is a little.
It's a little young. But I mean, like, everything. We never locked our doors. We never, you know, people would just walk into our house and say,
it was just a different time.
Bob, yeah. Nance, are you guys home? And they'd open our front door and just come in, you know? You guys home?
When you see a picture of this mom and the kid looks easily old enough to walk.
He looks older than 10 to me.
He does. He's 10 or 11. But yeah, he looks older than that. But he could easily walk to a store or something. And this is in Georgia. Okay, if it were in, like, you know, Massachusetts or somewhere else, I could see where they could probably have a little bit of an argument.
Why Massachusetts?
I'm just saying.
Like, LA, a lot of the southern states being a problem.
Yeah, a lot of the southern states, you can get away with anything.
LA is not southern.
Yeah. But just a massive metropolitan area, I could see it being more of a problem.
See, I don't.
I see
even downtown, I mean, before Denver became what it is now, but, you know, totally pop it outside before, you know, when 16th Street Mall was, like, cool.
I guess to me, the more rural areas are just going to be safer because that's just those people are just kind of like more community focused.
Everyone knows each other.
And then there's
other.
Just more dangerous people just out on the street in the metropolitan
Although,
area.
Although I will tell you, is growing up rural, some of those people without teeth are really whacking up. You're like, that is some weird uncle, okay?
Also, you could get snatched and no one would see it.
Exactly, yeah. Or no, or anything.
Now,
yeah.
From what I understand, they haven't dropped charges on this lady.
I have no idea.
They're still prosecuting her.
It's so ridiculous.
Well, they released the body cam, I guess, last night or this morning. I'm not sure. I just saw it. But I don't think they've stopped prosecuting
her. I mean, listen, I will admit, my kid on a skateboard, he skateboarded down to the 7-Eleven.
And
he was, you know, 8.
Jamie, I go down to the park with Frog, and there are kids down there all the time without supervision.
Yeah.
And they're anywhere from 10 to 11 years old, all these kids, and there'll be 10 or 15 of them down there.
So this is funny. So my neighbor, they moved away, but I had the best neighbors on the planet. And so my kid would play outside with her kids, right? And then one of the little girls had another friend over. So they all played in the cul-de-sac, right? All of them. And we didn't sit outside with them. They're 7 years old. It's a cul-de-sac. Nobody comes through there except for if you live there, right?
Yep.
And they all play together out there. And one of the moms came to pick up her kid and said she's never allowed there over there again because my friend wasn't sitting outside in a lawn chair watching them.
Really?
Yeah, because her garage door was closed. And her garage door was closed and her front door was closed. And how could you leave those kids out there?
I grew up in a cul-de-sac like my entire life, and we would literally not see our parents from Friday night into Sunday because we were outside playing street hockey in the cul-de-sac the entire time.
Yeah.
And they didn't come check us. No one was watching us.
I mean, you had your windows open usually, and like if you heard a scream, you knew somebody fell off
their
bike.
You know,
and then you would run
someone
out.
Someone crying, yeah.
I mean, you didn't have like TV and radio going full blast. You could always hear like if somebody, you know, took a catastrophic fall.
Yeah, I kind of get that mom though.
I don't.
With a 7-year-old.
Nope.
I do. Because
there's so many of them out there. It was,
Frog's about to turn 7.
But you don't live in a cul-de-sac. It's
no, like I different. Would never let him play the front yard by himself.
Yeah, but that you
Not
live in
being
a different
supervised.
Cul-de-sac's
no
a different mentality.
Yeah, but maybe, but
it
I
is.
Don't live
it
in
really
a cul-de-sac.
Cul-de-sac is a different lifestyle.
Yeah, okay.
Like, we own that street.
Yeah,
okay?
I mean, I'm not familiar with it, but as far as my street goes, I'd never allow him outside by himself.
Like people came to play in our neighborhood because we had the cul-de-sac.
Yeah. And if we didn't know you, get out of our house. Get out!
Yeah. In our neighborhood, they come to kidnap.
Oh, God.
It's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, obviously.
Right? You got to be on your toes.
Oh, God.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show, happy Friday.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Just got this text. Oh my God, Jamie. Actually, it says OMG, Jamie. I know you like good documentaries, so you have to watch Three Identical Strangers. It's on Hulu or Disney Plus. It's unbelievable story. Three Identical Strangers.
Huh.
I wonder what that's about.
I haven't heard of it.
Oh, here, I'm reading it. Identical triplets become separated at birth and adopted by three different families. Years later, their amazing reunion becomes a global sensation.
Ooh.
Oh. They all meet each other? That would be weird to see your identical twin and you didn't know you had one.
Yeah.
God, that's crazy. All right, I'm going to watch it. Thank you for the suggestion. Man, I will tell you what. Carson is fired up.
Yeah.
About Suits.
Woo!
Okay. It's huge. Huge. Yeah. Everybody's talking. Well, Carson is.
Yeah. Everybody. I've not heard anybody talk about it,
but
no,
Carson.
It's going to be huge.
Carson,
yeah. It's going to be massive.
Yeah, massive. Huge. Massive. Yeah, gigantic.
What's going on with Suits?
So Suits LA, which is a spinoff of the original Suits, is coming to NBC February 23rd. And I just found out yesterday, Harvey Specter is reprising his role.
Whoa.
He's coming back.
Whoa. Did you hear that?
I don't know Harvey.
Harvey Specter is like...
Harvey Specter?
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Yes. February 23rd. Woo. Reprising his role.
Mark it down.
That's a big deal.
Suits LA.
It'll be great.
Okay.
LA.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. Without Megan, she won't be in it.
Oh, she's not in it?
No, she's not in
That's
it.
What
okay.
happened?
I don't know.
Well, she wasn't in the... She was like not even in the last season anyway of Suits, so she's not missed that much.
Son of a gun.
She just decided, like, I'm a queen or something?
Well, her and Mike, they got married and they moved away to Canada.
Oh, no.
So they kind of
You just gave away the plot because I was going to catch up.
No, yeah. You weren't.
Way to go.
Stop it. You were not.
Oh, my God. He just ruined it. Let's all be mad at Carson right now.
Spoilers.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. Anyway, I want to tell you something about Black Friday, which I guess it's psychological, you guys. I'm just trying to give you some help about this. It says Black Friday sales trigger emotions, not any kind of logic. In fact, they know for a fact that we buy stuff that is exactly the same price when they put the countdown or they say it's on low stock. We automatically need it or want it.
I agree. Yeah. I think it's somewhat a mental game they play.
I agree with that too.
With us, yeah. You know?
They do it with airline tickets too. Only two seats left.
I hate that.
But I do feel like we're on to them though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, back in the day when Black Friday was a real thing, you know, that everybody rushed out at 4 o'clock in the morning, they really had us then.
I agree. They did.
They did. They had us duped at that point. You'd have fights at the parking lot, and they weren't on sale that much. I mean, maybe a little bit more, but I think we're kind of on to it now because, you know, Amazon's ruined it.
Well, and they used to give out free, like, goodie bags.
Yeah, they had, like, snacks and stuff,
like, Target would give you an entire goodie bag of stuff, like, just junk. And then Mervyn's gave out a Joe Montana football that I wanted so bad when I was young, and I got it.
Yeah, they hooked you.
You and your mom at Mervyn's at 3 a.m.
And she dropped me off. You want to talk about being alone? I was sitting in line all by myself. She waited in the van until they opened up.
So she was nice and warm and she made...
Yeah.
That's got to be child abuse now. Now, not then.
She should be arrested.
Yeah, right? Oh,
yeah.
Your mom wanted the best deals. Put that little boy in the line and I'm sitting in the warm car.
All because I wanted a football.
And everybody knew the store to go to was Mervyn's.
Hey, Mervyn's was awesome.
I don't even know if we had a Mervyn's.
Everybody had them. They went out of business. Yeah.
I don't remember a Mervyn's. Yeah.
They were all over the place. They were almost like Kohl's, pretty much.
Yeah.
Right?
Mervyn's was a place.
I don't remember it.
Remember? Open, 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 open. Yeah. The lady sat outside. That was the commercial. She was waiting for it to open. Open, 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 open.
I don't even remember that.
You don't?
No, I don't. We had a JCPenney.
Yeah.
And I'm trying... Sears.
Yeah, Schmidl. Okay, and let me speak about that real quick. So I just said to Schmidl about the tree lighting ceremony because we were in Cherry Creek, myself and my friends at the market. I think they call it the Kris Kringle Market or something. And I was like, yeah, I couldn't find the Christmas tree. And he's like, it was by the Sears. I was like, what? What Sears? What's Sears, Schmidl?
Where it used to be. It used to be at, like, First and...
There was a Sears in
Cherry
Creek?
Right across from Saks Fifth Avenue, there was a Sears right there.
Are you sure not thinking about the Bed Bath & Beyond?
No,
I remember that.
That's what it took over. Bed Bath & Beyond took over the Sears building. Sears was there for, like, I don't know, like 20, 30 years.
Man.
Yeah.
Sears.
Sears of Cherry Creek. That had to be a big deal.
Oh, bougie.
Woo. Somebody said, wow, Carson, thanks a lot. I've been watching the series and you absolutely ruined it.
See, oh, shut
you.
Up.
That's what they said. People are catching up. You ruined it.
Mm-hmm. The show's been done for a while.
The Littleton Vasa used to be a Mervyn's.
Huh.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, crazy. I want to remind you too that the National Western Complex is kicking off their market, their Christmas market. It starts today and it goes through the 24th, and it looks huge. It's the National Western Stock Show. You know that there. It looks ginormous, and it's only for this weekend.
Okay.
So get out.
Well, I thought
there.
You said. Through the 20th, November 24th.
Yes, correct. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you meant December.
Nope.
Christmas
it's
Eve.
I believe it's only this weekend.
It is.
Okay. So, and it looks huge. So get out there. The one in Cherry Creek was super fun. So I'm going to go to this one as well. My trunk is just, I'll post a picture of my trunk.
Is it still loaded up from last
night?
Yeah,
it is. I bought a puzzle. What was I thinking?
A puzzle?
A puzzle. It's
for
called.
What? What is the puzzle?
It's called Eclectic Puzzles, and what they do is they take artists and their pictures, and then they cut up the puzzle really, like, janky and weird, and I can't explain it. It's just...
So they're not, like, regular puzzle
pieces?
No,
they're artistic puzzle pieces.
You're not a puzzle person.
I became a puzzle person last night.
You're not a puzzle person. You don't have the patience. You're like me. I can't put together a puzzle. I don't even want to try.
All right, so guess how much my puzzle was.
Oh, man.
$30?
Higher.
How many pieces?
$50?
Higher.
Ooh. What?
It's art.
$75?
Higher.
$150.
For a puzzle?
$150.
This is, no way!
You call
no
it,
way!
You call it a piece of art.
It's art.
It's a piece of art that's been damaged. It's been cut up. Okay? Keep that in mind. This is a piece of art that's been mutilated. And they want you to go put it back together again.
But wait, there's more.
And they tricked you into $150 for this thing.
So wait, there's more. So it comes with an acrylic frame, right?
Oh, yeah, because a lot of people do that now.
Right. So wait, the acrylic frame is also $150?
What?
But you put the pieces over on the slide part, and then you put it together in the frame, and then you slide the piece of acrylic glass over it, and boom, you've got a beautiful $300 piece of art. Hello?
The $300? Frame was $150?
Yeah. It's called Eclectic. E-K-L-E-K-T-I-K. So E-K-L-E-K-T-I-K. Eclectic. Eclectic.
A $300 puzzle.
That will never make it to your wall. Ever.
Whoa. That is rude.
Ever.
It's called a puzzled form of art. Yep. Hello? You can go to @eclectic.pieces.
Yeah. I'm sure the website's being flooded right now.
It's art.
I can't wait to get my hands
you
on this.
You should see it. It is kind of cool. Will you pull it up, Eclectic? It's E-K-L-E-K-T-I-K. Eclectic.
Jamie, you could probably get this at Hobby Lobby for $25.
No, you couldn't get it at Hobby Lobby because it's art, man.
It's cut up art. Mutilated.
No, it's a, see? And then you slide that thing over and then you put it, it's in a frame and all the pieces are art.
They are pretty.
See?
Yeah.
See?
If you put them together.
I don't know if I'd spend $150 on it, but they're pretty.
Oh, no, I spent $300.
Yeah, because of the, yeah.
Because of the special frame. The special frame.
The frame.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a racket.
All right. All right. Well, anyway. It's art.
Sounds like a good night of shopping.
The girl that ran the booth, she listens to our show.
So, she did?
Yeah. She goes, are you Jamie? You know, and I said, because I didn't, you know, I was just talking to my friends. And I go, and she goes, I recognize your voice.
Oh, then you're obligated. You feel like you're obligated to buy something once they recognize you. No, I get that feeling.
Yeah.
No, you really are, aren't you?
Yeah, I kind of feel
that. Yeah. I feel that way when I go get a haircut and they recognize who I am, that I feel like I have to tip a lot more.
At or the I'm barber
a,
college?
Yeah, or I'm a schmuck if I don't.
Right.
Because all of a sudden you're BJ, you know, and it's like... Crap. I gotta give him $5.
Michelle bought one too.
Really?
Yeah, so that was a good night for her, that girl. Yeah. And the girl in the booth.
Yeah, the girl in the booth. I could just picture her leaving her house with all these puzzles and frames and everything. Put them. You think anybody will buy one of these? And then Jamie comes along.
What?
And Michelle.
What? It's cool. They're cool. Oh, now we sound like Powerball Pete?
No, it's just, I can't believe you spent $300 on this.
Why? Don't make me
That's
have regrets.
Crazy.
It's art. With a frame.
All right, okay. Who am I?
Yeah. Okay,
who
maybe,
am I to question
maybe you like to go
all
to
right.
Pier 1 and have all your
pieces of
Mickey Mouse crap look the same.
Right.
But my stuff
no
is
problem
eclectic.
With $300 on number 3 running at the racetrack.
Exactly.
No,
and
no
not
problem.
Only that, I believe some of your Mickey Mouse crap has
okay,
cost like $1,000.
Okay, yeah, probably. I
Each
just don't know.
Just got you on that.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. How much do you think you have in Mickey Mouse in Disney crap in your house?
Didn't you guys buy that crazy like trans rail system thing and it was like $1,000?
The monorail?
Yeah, the monorail.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, we did. We bought it.
You bought the Disney monorail? I can't believe you would spend that much money on Disney monorail.
I didn't spend it, Jamie.
It came out of your credit card.
Yeah, it did.
Probably.
Daddy BJ.
Maybe.
Daddy BJ.
Who knows?
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tell my trash.
I haven't checked. Don't know for sure. Can't prove it.
Oh,
all right,
God.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday. The weekend almost here.
BJ and Jamie.
This weekend seems very busy. There's a lot of things going on, a lot of holiday stuff going on. You got the movie Wicked opening up in theaters. A lot of people are going to go to that. That's going to be packed this weekend.
Again, I'm just going to say it again, I feel so sorry for you guys. And I know that you love it too, but for all of you that have out-of-towners coming in, I mean, it is. How many do you have total coming in? So
I'm going to have four.
Four?
Four, five total.
Yeah, so you're going to have five. And then my girlfriend, she has 10 coming in.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so, I mean, it's exciting. I know y'all are excited too, but man, that's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
Yeah.
But they're not staying at my house, so that helps a little bit. But if you're hosting and they're staying there for several days, then it's a lot of work.
And
it's
I don't think people appreciate how much effort and how much anxiety and stress there is into hosting people.
I agree.
You know?
I agree.
You just kind of take it for granted. You're just like, oh, yeah.
And you clean everything to have everything just destroyed within 5 minutes of them being there anyway.
Yeah. The first 24 hours is a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
Then you're ready for them to back up and hit the road. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, Spadil, did you find the audio? I guess we're all excited over this Juju dude, huh?
I did find it.
Woo!
What, who?
Juju!
Who's Juju?
Juju Lewis.
He's coming to see you to play football.
What,
I guess he's a top recruit.
Yeah,
I don't know anything about him either, Jamie.
Wait, hold on. All right, start all over. All right.
There's a guy named Juju.
Juju Lewis?
Yeah. He's a football player in high school right now.
In high school?
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. And he's considered, well, no, he's decommitting from USC to come to CU. I think he was redshirted last year.
So he's not out of high school.
I would have to, let me just double check that. But yeah,
anyway.
He decommitted from USC and he's coming to CU.
Oh, okay.
All right. So he will come in as a freshman.
He didn't want to go to
CU.
USC?
No.
That's an amazing college.
Yeah. This is a good school.
No, holy crap.
It's a good school.
I mean, CU is great too, but what the hell?
Yep.
Dion better stay.
Yeah. So this Juju guy coming to see you, this guy comes in here as ranked as, I think, the top quarterback in the nation for his age.
Yes.
For his age.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Spadil yesterday, so excited. He was texting everybody, man. And I'm like, who the hell's Juju? I don't know Juju.
Wow.
But yeah,
so,
it's a big deal.
All right. So here's what I'm guessing happened then. Because yesterday we talked about how Dion might be going to Dallas and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
I bet you anything that Dion signed something that said, I promise I'm staying here.
There's no way that kid would sign without that happening.
Yeah.
I disagree.
Whoa.
There's no way that Deion Sanders signed anything that said that I will
for
be here for your entire college
not
career.
Not entire, I didn't say entire. That he would be there for at least this year or whatever it says, because for him not to go to USC, and you can't screw that kid over.
I don't. Right. Yeah, I don't think that kid would come here if Deion wasn't going to be part of the program for at least another season.
College coaches do this all the time. They do it all the time. They recruit with the intention that their program is going to be stable all the time. And then a coach will leave a year later. It happens all the time.
Well,
it's
maybe
part of
a year
later.
I'm just saying there's definitely some kind of promise to that kid for at least a year that Dion will be there.
Because he doesn't seem like that kind of guy that would just make false promises and not follow
to pull some
with
kid from USC, I agree with you.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like that kind of guy.
Difference of opinion.
Yeah.
Okay. But let me lay it out this way. You got this kid over here, this Juju kid, who's really good, and you've promised him, and blah, blah, blah. But then you've got your own flesh and blood son, who just got drafted by the Dallas Cowboys. And the Cowboys come to you and say, hey, how would you like to jump to the NFL with your own son, like a LeBron and his son, right? And make this promise and a lot more money. And you don't even take it?
Well, we don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah,
but
the
I'm
Cowboys
just saying,
have a really low chance of getting
I'm just saying that's the way he would leave. If that occurred, he would go.
I don't know. Anyway.
He would go.
Anyway, so that's exciting that we have this guy. Now, I wanted, on a different note, I know Powerball Pete has blown up our phones today about this whole guy and that Dion's absolutely staying, blah, blah, blah. But let's go into something different. Did you know that half of our people that listen to the show do not know that Powerball Pete actually works here?
That's hilarious to me.
Yeah.
Is that so weird? Have we not made that clear? Like, he works here?
He's just some dude that we talk about all the time.
I would think so, but
I just took it for granted that people knew that he was an AE, an account executive here. But I guess because yesterday we're driving, and now my girlfriend has listened to this show the entire time you and I have been together, right? The entire time, for years. And she goes, wait a minute, you had a meeting with Pete at the state for what? And I go, he's an account executive. She goes, Oh my God, I thought he was just a guy that came in and bought you guys Powerball tickets.
Yeah, I don't know if we'd allow that, somebody off the street to do our Powerball for us.
It's so random. Yeah. She's listened to us for 10 years and never even knew. I was like, wow, we need to explain things better.
Hey, you guys got my money? The drawing's tonight.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
I think you finally cleared the air on Powerball Pete.
I know, isn't that yeah,
funny? I think you've cleared the air on this because a lot of people obviously didn't know.
I know that he works here and he's an account executive.
And some of these thoughts that people had actually aren't far from the truth. Like he just follows us around to be our friend.
Yeah,
he kind of does that.
So
he does.
My girlfriend, we were driving and I was telling her about a meeting or whatever. She's like, wait, he works there, Powerball Pete? I thought he just like bought you guys Powerball tickets and stopped by and would buy you guys Powerball tickets. And I was like, no. So I brought that to you guys and it says, I'm guilty. I didn't know. I thought he was just a guy that played the Powerball with you guys. Somebody else said, I thought the same thing. I've also listened for 10 years, had no idea. Yeah. I didn't know Powerball Pete didn't work there. I just thought he was a mega fan. I thought that he was Jamie's ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
I thought he was some guy that just walked around, followed you around, wanting to be your friend.
Now, Pete also is a part of the show simply because he wants us to mention him every now and then.
Yeah. Oh, he loves
that
him.
Way, when somebody cold calls the radio station looking to advertise. They'll ask for Powerball Pete because it's the only name they know.
Right.
But up until today, we just assumed that, but obviously nobody even knows he works here. So he's not be getting phone calls at all.
<That's> so funny. It's so funny.
What a clown.
I know, right? Wait. No, he's not a clown. That was mean.
No, I mean that in a very good way because
oh my God,
I love clowns.
Humans, clowns.
He's I'm a clown. I'm a clown. Oh. Us clowns stick together. Powerball Pete's one of my buddies, man. He pulls up in the parking lot as I'm leaving every day. Yeah, he gets here at 10 o'clock, folks. But he pulls in as he'll sit out there and talk to me,
and
he and I just clown around all the time. But he's a great guy. Great guy.
He is a great guy.
Yeah.
I mean, some would be like, you know, kind of hurt if you called him a clown.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think he would be. He's been called much worse.
Yeah, that is true.
BJ and Jim.
Pretty proud of me, aren't you?
I'm actually shocked.
Go ahead. Just keep talking about me if you don't mind.
I'm so proud. I'm not only proud of you, but I'm shocked and awed.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's in me. It just takes
really
a while
not.
To come out.
It's really not.
Yes, it is. Look, we're talking about Christmas gifts, and this year my wife and I decided that we weren't going to do really anything. I mean, you could get something little like socks or something, but nothing big, nothing big. We're going to save it, and we're redoing a basement, whatever. You know how those deals you cut with your spouse.
Yeah.
But I feel like I got to do a little something.
I feel like you got to do something as well.
Yeah, you're a schmuck if you don't, right?
Right, yeah. But it's Christmas.
So I told Jamie what I'm doing.
O-M add on the G.
And nobody would have ever guessed this from me.
That
nobody.
You think of anybody but yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because
you didn't have to say it like that.
Well, no, it's like you buy gifts that you get to, well, that's more Carson, that you get to use. Like
a lot
of times you men buy things that you want to do as well.
Like I'll give you a trip or something. I don't normally. Right. I mean, like last time, remember I bought those, what is it where you put on those leg sleeves and they vibrate, they warm up, and what are those called? They're like these.
I have no idea.
You're a fitness guy.
Yeah. Are you talking about like the leg compression thing?
Yeah.
You didn't explain them very well.
No.
They warm up and vibrate.
Yeah, they don't heat up.
Right. Well, that just shows you.
I don't call it that. I have one of those warm up and vibrate, but yeah.
Well, this is for
my
your
leg.
I didn't explain it because I obviously didn't buy it for me.
Yeah.
I couldn't. But so I'm not kind of that guy, but I will buy stuff that's kind of goofy sometimes.
Right.
So I'm not really the best. But this year.
I'm not going to give it away, but I am impressed. Like, I really am. Like, you actually thought of her.
This is a great gift.
Yeah.
It's almost like I listened to her.
I know. That's the crazy part.
Yeah, that's really the part that's wacky about this. It's like I've paid attention.
But
that's just not me.
But don't give it away. I have this hard problem. So yesterday when we were at the Christmas market or whatever, I bought presents for my friends, and I just gave it to them. Like right there.
Yeah, because you want to see their reaction. It's...
I know, but we have a big Christmas. All eight girls get together for a big Christmas party. I've just ruined like two.
Because now they don't have anything to open for.
Yeah, because like.
No, my... you're on the hook to buy something else now. Ooh, that's what it is. Yeah. So, you're not. All you did was just ruin it for yourself.
I know, because I couldn't stop myself.
Because you're going to end up. There's no way you give it to them now and say, okay, this is for Christmas.
Exactly.
Yeah. It ain't going to work that way with your best friends. So, you got to start over again.
We were at the Peruvian market where the alpacas are, right?
They have a Peruvian?
Not only do they have a Peruvian market.
Over at the Cherry Creek?
Yeah, but they also have Ukrainian food. Yeah.
Ukrainian food?
Yeah.
Did you eat any of it?
Michelle got a box of it for her husband. It's hot food.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a pop-up.
Is it like Ukrainian corn on the cob or something?
Listen,
I
have no... Ukrainian meat?
I was walking...
Ukrainian kraut.
Listen... Okay, there's so much to unwind here, okay? First of all, I was in the Peruvian thing looking at the women that, you know, how my son said it. Man, Mom, those Inca women can really sell you stuff. When he went
the
to Peru.
Inca?
Yeah, because he went to Peru, and I was like, I got these charges from Peru. And I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you charging all this stuff on my credit card? He's like, oh, those Inca women, man, they'll really get
you. They get you, yeah.
I think I'd be a sucker down there.
Right?
Yeah.
So anyway, they have a pop-up, and my girlfriend works at the courthouse, and it's really, really cold. And so they had these, like, half gloves. And she's like, oh, my God, I'd really love to have those because my hands are always cold in the courtroom. And so she walked around with my other friend, and I bought them real fast. And I was so excited, and I bought them. And then I was like, here! And I, instead of waiting.
Because that's a great gift that she's obviously really excited about. Yeah.
But I give it away. So don't do that is what my long story is about.
No.
Yeah. Do not. Because I know you.
And don't do it on Amazon because you guys
share the lifts. Yeah.
Gotcha.
The list.
I've already thought of all this.
So then going back to the Ukrainian food. So we get a phone call from my friend's husband. Demando is what I like to call him. And he's like, all I can hear is her side. She's like, I told you, heat up the chicken curry and the rice in the fridge. Oh my God, I'll be home soon or I'll be home later, whatever. And so obviously he doesn't know how to like make his own meal.
Use
right?
a microwave.
He's a grown ass man, right?
Right.
And then she's like, yes, I got it. I will make your lunch for tomorrow. And I'm like, oh my God, what kind of marriage is this? And so she looks at me and she's just like exhausted from Demando, right? And we're like, what are you doing? And she's like, I don't know. He just, whatever. It's fine. I'll take care of him. I like to do it. And we're like, ugh. And then so we stop by this Ukrainian pop-up. She gets all this crap in this styrofoam thing.
Yeah.
I mean, not crap, you know, whatever. And it sits in my car for 4 hours last night. My whole car smells like Ukraine.
That's the worst part. You got to drive in that for a week.
Is it a curry? Blend of stuff or what?
Curry.
Is that what it smells
like? Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the gifts.
Yes.
Right? Again, I've really
so proud of you.
Thought about this, and I'm on a roll here. So I think I'm going to do good for the Christmas. All right, now, women, Christmas. It's tough to buy for them. It really is. I mean, you really got to pay attention in order to pull this off.
That is true. So they just came out with the number one gift that women want.
Let me think about that, okay?
The number one.
Now, I know for Mother's Day, every single year, it's time. She wants time away from the family.
Right.
You know, maybe even, you know,
spa
massage,
day.
Spa day, all that. Now, right. I'm guessing that's going to be not the top thing.
But it's pretty high up there.
It is?
Yeah.
It's still up there high, but it's high. Is it number one?
No, it is not.
It's not number one.
No.
What does she want? New car with a bow on it.
Everybody wants that.
Yeah. Who doesn't want that?
I know, right? I've done that for a couple people.
Yeah.
And I've never had it done for me.
Oh.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
That is sad.
That big magnetic bow you put
on
there.
Oh, my gosh. I want to do it so bad.
A divorce.
Oh, I bet a lot of women would want that. Yeah. Yeah.
Spadilla, it's not funny.
Yeah.
It's a real thing, man.
I could not be married to Demando. I would want a divorce. But she loves taking care of him, so that's her thing.
I give up. That's two good guesses I have.
Okay. All right. And don't say anything. Okay. When I say this, you two, because I know you'll know what it is.
Okay.
Don't say a word.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what the number one thing that women want is RIP.
RIP?
RIP.
R-I-P.
You got this.
RIP.
Rest.
Rest. Rest in peace?
Nope.
Oh, that's dying.
Come on.
Rash. Rest.
Rash.
Rip.
All right. I don't know.
You don't?
No.
It's the guy from Yellowstone.
Yep.
He just plays a song he's so mad about.
It's time to go home. Show's over.
Am I right?
Show's over. Rip.
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 Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
All right, so this is kind of funny. You know how you go into somewhere with like expectation? All right, here, I'll just explain. So you know how Stephanie from Normal Brand, who is at it's North Cherry Creek Shops, right? She said, come shopping. I know you're going to go to the market.
Oh, yeah. So yesterday.
So it's a store called Normal Brand, right? And it's okay. Clothing, and it's men and women's clothing. And she said, just stop by. I listen to the show, blah, blah, blah. And so I said to the girls, as I'm like, okay, there's this place called Normal Brand and Stephanie, and we're gonna go, but prepare for like sequins and fancy ass people. Like,
yeah,
it's Cherry Creek.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
You guys, we went in there, it is so down to earth and cool clothes. Like, seriously, like sweaters and like rugged wear and like just cool stuff. And I was like, my friends look at me and they're like, wait a minute. What? First of all, Stephanie's super cool. And the clothes were awesome.
Like the exact opposite of what you thought going in.
And we kind of went in like ready to
what is she? The REI of Cherry Creek?
Yeah, but it's like all their stuff is so soft. It's so amazing. I recommend going in. You would love it.
I would?
Yeah, it actually would look good on you.
No kidding. It would look good on me.
Yeah, I almost bought you something. I did.
You should have got me a piece, man.
I know. It was really cool. And everybody bought something.
Yeah.
We did have, so what's really popular right now? And I'm just too damn old for it. What's popular really now, right now, is the half sweaters.
Oh, Bree's all about them.
Yeah, well, Bree's a lot younger than me.
Yeah.
But they are the in thing right now.
Yeah, so she's like, try these on. I looked at her. I go, it's a half sweater. She goes, yeah, but it's what, I'm like, no. And she's like, you're thin. You look beautiful. You could pull the, here's me. Yeah, no. Not gonna. You should try the half sweater, BJ.
Oh, I should. My wife's into it. She's only 20, you know. had to slip that in.
I know, right? So anyway, thank you, Stephanie at Normal Brand.
That's cool, though.
Yeah, it was really fun. Also, the Bajorn, Colorado Honey, they have a little stand in the market, and that's where I bought that honey that has jalapeno and sweet and sour. Oh,
sounds great.
It is so good.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it was really good. Anyway, they have all kinds of things there. But I want to remind everybody that the National Western Complex this weekend only is hosting their gigantic Denver Christmas market. It's like, it's gigantic. And again, it's the National Western Complex. And it's called Denver Christmas Market. And it's only today. It starts today and it runs through Sunday. And then that's it. But I love these markets. I'm so excited.
Yeah, that sounds like it's a good time over there. In Cherry Creek.
One funny one that they had was the 80s, or no, I think it was 90s, whatever, 80, 90s little pop-up.
Yeah.
They had these, like, striped glasses with, like, a little visor. Oh, yeah. And fanny packs.
Oh, fanny packs.
Yeah.
I would definitely buy one of those.
I know. I thought of you, Carson. I thought of you. They're back, man.
Perfect 90s party. Let's go.
Right? They're back. All right. Wicked has started, right? Wicked is all over the place. All the merchandise, everything. I guess people are really mad at Andy Cohen because he was on Watch What Happens Live, which is on Bravo. And I guess he let it slip that there was a surprise appearance by a certain celebrity that nobody was supposed to know about.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And all the fans are just irate.
You know what, though? He probably, you would have to tell somebody that up front because that's not really a spoiler, is it? I mean, if you didn't know and somehow you had read that this person's going to be in the movie, I don't know.
I guarantee you he was told. There had to have been something because she didn't, like, I watched the interview. She did not want that out there that she was in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You could tell it was awkward when he said it.
So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe he wasn't informed, though.
Yeah, but if he's not informed, I mean, I understand that it's a spoiler, I guess. But if you're not informed and you went in and you saw, because you do your homework for an interview, right? If I'm doing my homework for an interview, and then I see, like, oh, I didn't know this person was in there, I'll ask that question. When did this person sign up to do the movie? Oh, my God, you're not supposed to know. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I could see him doing that and not even intentionally doing anything.
You know how, like,
you're doing your homework.
Spadilla has told us not to say certain things about, you know, family matters. Well, what if I didn't know that and he just had told me this story about that thing and then I went on the air with
and
it?
And didn't have a disclaimer with it.
And then he's like, butt hurt. And I'm like, you never told me.
Right.
Not to say it, right? So I think if Andy would have been told not to say it, he would have never said it.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
That's just my opinion.
And I think that he found out by doing his homework to do an interview and he just said it. I think we cleared that up.
Yeah, I think we did too.
Yeah.
Can
I play the audio of not singing?
Go ahead. That's a good time. Good time.
When you
for
go
it.
To AMC theaters to see Wicked tonight.
Yep.
Don't even think about singing along, man. They will throw your butt and your popcorn right out the door.
Today it is Wicked. And AMC is out with a new warning for fans of the popular musical. You will not be allowed to sing along to Wicked. No singing. The company says, quote, at AMC Theaters, silence is golden. No talking, no texting, no singing, no wailing.
Ooh, man, they're serious.
I know.
They say Taylor Swift is to blame.
Oh, because her movie.
The Eras Tour film?
Little kids were running it.
They say she's to blame. That this whole singing along with movies inside the theater started with her. And that she ruined it all.
Well, she also ruined karaoke.
Yeah. She did.
Because all everybody wants to do at karaoke night. Not that I've been to karaoke night. That's what I'm hearing on the streets.
Yeah. Streets are talking.
The streets are talking. Yeah, My girlfriend, she's like, the streets say that Taylor Swift ruined karaoke because everybody's lining up for a karaoke song with Taylor Swift.
Exactly. Yeah.
I have not been to a karaoke bar in 20 years. We used to have one in Burbank across the street, and everybody would go there after work, and we'd all just sing. It was really horrible.
Do they still have them here?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they sure
do. On the street, they're saying
on
that.
On the streets, they sure do. When's the last time you guys did karaoke?
It was a couple years ago at the Voice Box. Remember that place?
Oh.
It was downtown.
I remember the Soiled Dove.
It was in the ballpark district. I don't know if it's still there, but you could literally rent out an entire room. It was a bar, but it was also you and your friends could get your own room and just belt out karaoke
by
yourself. It was awesome.
No, I never went there.
So that way you didn't get like the karaoke, like the hoarders of the people that just come up and they sing maybe 10 times a night and it's just them singing their
songs. So that's a good idea.
Songs. Yeah.
Let's ask our real expert about karaoke. Let's go to Schmidl.
I've never done karaoke.
I've never done it either.
Yeah. I thought about it though after I learned all those Hamilton songs.
Oh yeah.
I was wondering if there would be one like that out there. If I saw it and I just came up on it, I would do a Hamilton song in front of people.
Yeah,
but
you can request it. I mean, they have lists and lists of stuff they have music for.
Yeah, but I've never been to one.
Oh. Maybe we should bring the band back together and get a bus for it. A karaoke bus.
Well, we're talking about it on the street.
Yeah,
so
they are talking about it on the street.
Maybe we should.
Ride around town, see karaoke.
Karaoke. Somebody said there's a new karaoke bar in Lone Tree. Somebody else says, my BFF has a stand at the Western Stock Show that you were talking about this weekend. Go to the Hidden Brick stand for all your Lego needs. Hmm. Oh, all right.
I thought you meant karaoke.
Oh no, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm reading. I'm not making any sense. I'm reading random text.
I'm like, wait a minute. Go. They have a stand for karaoke at the Western.
Steph just wrote. Steph from Normal Brand. She just said, "Oh my God, I had the best time with you, ladies."
Very cool.
We're gonna make her our new friend.
Yeah.
No, she's like cool.
You get looped in the group.
Yeah, yeah. I told her though, once we add you to this group text of 8 girls, you'll be 9, and you might hate everyone.
Oh, 5 minutes in, why did I do this?
Yeah. We even showed her as we were trying on clothes and stuff. We showed her there were 48 texts we missed
while
we were trying on clothes.
Holy cow! Wow.
At that point, you don't even try and go back to them. You're just whatever. I'll just move on with your life.
It is a disaster. I don't know why we did this. All right. Anyway, Jason Kelce had a moment. Some people saying this is set up. Some people are saying it's real. I feel like it's real just based on how that guy sounds.
The guy has a lot of passion in his voice.
Well, he's evil.
Yeah.
So Jason Kelce was walking out of his Jimmy Kimmel experience, and he was off the rails. He wanted an autograph. Jason Kelce ended up giving him one, but you guys decide. Do you think this is set up, or do you think this was real? I think it's real. Here it is.
Question. Don't do that. We're the king of the streets. People are dying out here. You're jumping in a car like a hot shot. Kiss my f***ing ass. My whole family died before I think. You ain't nobody special. Don't be a I don't care. autograph. It's the attitude.
I have a habit. I'm not signing for people that follow where I'm going.
We're here at it. We're not following you. We get every guest that comes
public
here.
Information,
Morgan Freeman did it with a busted hand. That's 100 times bigger than your sorry ass. You're nothing. I'll take you out anytime. You. Next question. Yeah. Yeah. Let's rumble. I'll put the glove down right now.
Yo, put him on the side.
Grab the.
Grab it. He's gonna sign.
I'm
not trying to be
rude. I'm not trying to be mean.
I'm trying.
Nice story, buddy. People are dying out here. You are being mean.
Hey, so
it takes a minute. I don't care.
Appreciate your time, dude.
Stop. I will never do that in my life, Lord. I'm ashamed of that moment. God bless you, sir.
I think he was a real schizophrenic.
I don't know. I can't tell.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't tell. Well, the guy's so over the top that it almost has to be fake. Yeah. He's just too much. I mean, you're getting into Jason Kelce's face over an autograph, and you're calling him these names that you're calling. I mean, it's so over the top. I could see where it would be perceived
as
fake.
But not on Jason's side. Not Jason setting it up. That somebody set that moment up on their side to get views.
This guy's going to come out. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to attack him. He doesn't do autographs. He's told that up front, the guy that goes ballistic. And it's just all an act to get it on to social media.
Right, but not from Jason's side. Again, we're saying that.
No.
Because, we do see those setups all the time now.
Yeah, and it does appear that he goes over the top so much that it's almost like that it's intentional in order to get clicks.
It could be from Jason's side, too, though, because he did have that whole Penn State thing recently.
I don't think he would set up someone fake.
But maybe not him himself, but like his team, maybe, because then it shows him like, well, all right, Jason really learned from that incident.
But I don't
at Penn
think he's
State
fake like that. I don't feel like Jason's fake like that.
I don't feel like
that.
He is either, but it could be. You never know. Could be to put him in a better light.
If that got out, it'd be great. No, it would end him. If it got out that his team tried to set that up to make him look good and like a nice person, even though somebody's psycho, it will end him.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Yeah, that would end him.
If it's fake, it's from the point of view of the guy that's yelling.
Right.
Okay.
He's trying to get
social media because he's in Jason's face. It makes no sense for Jason to
take that risk, you know?
It's too early, too, after that other debacle.
Yeah.
You know?
That would be a huge risk to take that. I think it's real, and I think the guy is suffering from schizophrenia.
And you know what? Everything we just said, he might be just completely erased because it is real. Yeah. We don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Everything that we said could be just erased because it's real.
Yeah. So who knows?
I don't know.
We should go to the voice of reason, and that is Schmidel.
Oh, Schmidel, what do you think?
I think that you guys are right. If it is set up, it's from the perspective of the guy that was yelling at Jason, not Jason being.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So you think it's set up?
No, I don't, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, what?
No, I'm saying that if it is set up, BJ's theory is probably more right than Carson's.
Ooh, that was a burn.
Yeah, I
didn't say it that way. I thought.
How dare you?
I thought it, but I didn't say it.
Whoa,
but you just keep out saying it.
You just ruined my weekend.
Whoa, so mean. Just so low. Yeah. Wow.
I like your honesty, though.
I don't know if you guys noticed or not with this show today. We are wackadoodle-doo. Like, literally wackadoodle-doo. And, my God. It is Friday. We were talking off the air. Like, we literally are giddy with Christmas, you know? Like the holidays.
There's a lot going on. I can't wait to say Christmas.
I meant the holidays.
I can't wait to put up my lights tomorrow.
Now, I know.
I'm excited.
Do you think a lot of people are traveling this weekend and just taking all next week off?
And going ahead and getting out of here? I don't think they're traveling this weekend. Okay. Not that I've heard of.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I saw a report this morning on the TV, and they were talking about Sunday being a big day at the airport. Not the biggest day of the week, but it's going to be a big day, they say.
I do know all my friends are not working Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
And if they are working, they're like,
they're putting out a lot of warnings, too, for people that are traveling to the mountains because the snow is supposed to be insane. On Sunday, and the snow is supposed to last all the way through to Thanksgiving.
Dude, I'm going to go big, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to go bro-bra, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to hit
bro
it.
Bro-bra.
Shred that nar-nar.
Yeah.
It's going to be beautiful up there, you know?
I'm going to go up there. Mm-hmm. Yep, like you said, I'm going to hit the nar.
Yeah. Pow, pow. Here we come.
All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ. Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, before we get out of here today, and I know we have still, you know, 15, 20, 30 minutes left, but I want to give a big shout out to our company, Odyssey.
Yeah.
And just say how much I appreciate them. Have you guys checked your pay stub this morning?
Oh, do we get paid today?
Yeah, we got paid today. Yeah. Did you see your...
When do we get paid?
Today.
I mean, is it twice a month?
Yes.
Every other Friday. Okay. Did you see your Christmas bonus?
No.
Obviously, I don't even know when we get paid, so I did not.
Huge. Jamie?
You got a bonus?
$5,000 for all of us.
Whoa!
Yeah, it's in there. You just haven't seen it yet, Carson. You just haven't seen it. Big shout out to our company. Now, I'm just guessing. I'm assuming that a lot of companies out there still do Christmas bonuses, right?
It's not like they used to be.
Yeah.
Because last year we got all of us got a membership to the National Museum or whatever. What was it? Not National.
Nature and Science.
Nature and Science Museum. We all
got membership. Just kidding. We didn't get anything. We don't get a Christmas bonus.
No, we get a museum tickets because people in radio love museums.
We got free admission for the rest of 2023 last year. And we got that in December. So it means we had a 1 month membership. That's what it was. It was a 1 month membership last year.
Yeah. It's so funny because I get direct deposit, and so I'm really bad with bills and stuff. Obviously, you guys know because of my credit score. So I don't even know when it pops in there because I feel like it just goes to zero immediately.
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of people do that, though. Yeah. I think a lot of people have direct deposit.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
And when we get paid, I don't always look.
Yeah.
I mean, I just assume it's going to be there. My wife obviously looks.
Right.
But I don't really look every time.
Oh, man.
I don't.
I'm on it every single day. I know exactly what time it's in there, how much money, if I'm missing anything.
Really? Oh, I should be more like that. I should be better with it. Honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't skip it that often, but I don't do it every single time.
I mean, Amazon is still charging me like $3.99 for books on tape or something. For books.
Like the Kindle?
The Kindle.
Yeah.
I never even signed up for that. I don't even have a Kindle. And it's $3.99 a month.
I've been here for 20 years. And I've never had a period where we didn't get paid.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So that tells me right there that it's probably there.
Yeah.
It's probably okay. But I want to go back to Christmas bonuses real quick here. Anybody still getting a bonus? And we'll read a couple on the air, okay?
Okay.
So 51059 and Stixnado. Does your company, because every year we hear of some really, really generous, and this is not to, you know, throw shade at anybody
company. I'm going to throw some shade, okay? I'm going to tell you the best ones and the worst ones that I've received.
Oh, you will?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to throw shade.
Okay. So we'll play a tune here.
Okay.
Or, no, we'll play a commercial set. We'll come back.
Okay.
And then we'll read some of these on the air of some of the local people.
Because would you agree that the year we got the jackets was best year?
Yes.
Best year. That
the
was a
jackets.
We got Columbia jackets.
Embroidered fleece.
Yeah. I wore mine the other day.
Yeah, those are expensive. That's best gift. Columbia jackets.
That's the best. Since I've been here, that is the best we've got.
And then the Yeti cups with our names on them.
Oh, yep.
Best gift. Those are good. What are you staring at me for?
I want cash.
Listen, the standards are low here, okay?
I'm very low. Fidel.
Really? You didn't appreciate the Columbia jackets? I think they're awesome.
The jackets, I'll put them up there.
Yeah.
The mug, not so much.
What?
Yeah.
I would have rather have cash for that.
No, they were customized.
No.
Yeah.
I couldn't even tell you where mine is.
Oh, wow.
I haven't even used mine.
Wow, both of you. Really?
I used mine. I found it a little underwhelming, to be honest. No. It didn't really keep anything as cold as I wanted it to.
And they gave me the wrong one. They gave me Steve.
They didn't even get your name right.
Oh, my God. All right. Never mind. Yeah.
Jack and I use all the time, though.
All right. 51059, your Christmas bonus. Your Christmas bonus, because we've seen before, there are some really good ones out there. And I'm glad for you. I want people to get it. So 51059 to tell us, and we'll read them next.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, it's good to see some companies take care of their employees.
Right, I agree. There's a lot.
Yeah. I really do like it. There's a lot of responses here. We're talking about Christmas bonuses. Do people still, you know, get them? And are they, you know, the big numbers like they used to be back in the day?
I mean, some of these are real feel goods and make our company feel like shameful. Like this one, for example, I work at a $550 million a year company and we got socks, one pair.
Well, that's not the best one to start with, Jamie. Socks.
I got one pair of socks.
My bonus is 4% of the company profit. Whoa. It equals about $10,000.
Nice. That's a good one.
That is crazy.
I'm a school teacher, and I got the best gift of all. I got a coupon to leave work 30 minutes early a day of my choice. A day of my choice.
A coupon to
leave 30 minutes early on one day.
Oh, that's not bad.
Really? As a school teacher, you could give your whole life to these children and get paid nothing?
Yeah, she wouldn't rather have $10,000 or $5,000.
Right? Could be the 856 number. We get a turkey from Costco.
Oh, hey.
By the way, I'm still looking forward to my Redbird Farms turkey this year,
yes,
too.
Yes, I am, too.
Yeah.
Except for our sweet girl retired.
She did?
Yeah.
See, that's why I'm concerned.
Yeah. So, anyway, let's see here. My bonus is 50% of my salary, so it's usually about $100,000.
What?
Somebody said, oh, my God, I got the best news of all. It was in a card. It said, I'm a great worker, and I get an 18-cent an hour raise.
Woo! Yippee!
The Shane Company. We've all heard of that, right?
Yeah,
they send smoked turkeys out for their bonus.
Nice. Other people are taking their whole staff on a cruise. That must be a smaller one, right?
It's got to be.
One company takes their entire team to Cancun for a week January.
Got to be a small company, though.
Let's see here. I feel like a hooker because my boss has screwed us all year long.
Spadil, that's your number.
Yeah, so it's all over the place, isn't it? It's like from lame socks to $100,000.
I work in construction, $6,000 bonus. Man, I like that, though.
Our company got us a catered lunch.
Okay, well, it's not $6,000, but enjoy. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, the weekend is almost here.
BJ and Jamie.
Mike, are you drunk? Is there a Christmas party going on here that I don't know about? What the hell's going on? Kibasa Man Mike was just in here. He broke our clock.
That thing smashed.
I know, but he did come in like this. He's like, he did that, the fist pump. What's up? Because I guess he saw Dylan in the hall, and that's what Dylan did. He's like, what's up?
To our boss.
So now we're all just stuck in this. What's up?
Spadil?
What's up?
You said that to our boss? Yeah, I don't think I've ever done that.
I was talking to the printer, and I was just like, what's up, dude?
<That's so weird. laughs> Well, okay.
I think he got to him because he came in here and knocked our clock over.
Right?
I don't think he's happy with you right now. We gotta go. You guys have a great day. Enjoy your weekend. There's a lot going on this weekend.
So fun! I'm so excited for this weekend.
Zoo Lights kicks off. You got the Gaylord and the events going on out there. You've got other drive-through lights. I think one's going on at Waterworld
parking lot.
All kinds of stuff.
The Castle Rock. Star is being lit. That's and then the big, huge Denver Christmas market. I want to remind you guys, it's only this weekend. It starts today and it ends on Sunday. It's the gigantic Denver Christmas market at the National Western Complex.
And I think there's a tree being lit up. It's downtown, near Civic Park.
It's getting
and they
lit.
Say it's larger, taller than the one at Rockefeller Center in New York City.
Whoa. Really?
They're lighting it up this year, too.
Whoa.
I think that's this weekend. All right, lots going on. You guys have a great weekend.
You too. I'm excited.
Enjoy. And we will see you back here on Monday, okay?
Oh, wait, is that tonight?
Yeah, it's the Mile High Tree, and it's from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m.
And it's tonight. Wow, good call.
It's a huge tree, too. They're saying it's bigger than the one in New York.
Yeah, and they said the lighting ceremony is at 5:15, so you got to be there before then if you want to see
it. It's a big deal. Downtown.
That's awesome.
See it from anywhere, man.
Yep.
See it from space.
Okay, well, maybe not. Wrap this sucker up, please.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll see you Monday. Take care. Bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.